Jesus, as the high priest between God and man, offered himself a sacrifice. He pleaded for sinners. Words of forgiveness were spoken twice, once in Eden, as God promised redemption through the seed of woman who would crush the serpent's head, as God in the form of the suffering servant fulfilled that promise. God's divine love, manifested in this word from the cross, has echoed through history, such as Stephen's that asked that the Lord lay not this to their charge, the sin of those who stoned him. And Paul wrote about those who had deserted him and left him alone. He said, "May God not hold this against them." But the prayers of Stephen and Paul was not like Jesus, in which forgiveness was identified with his sacrifice, being both priest and sacrifice. He interceded and offered himself for the guilty. Abel's blood clamored for the wrath of God to avenge the murder of Cain. But Jesus' blood, spilt by the jealous brethren of his race, the race of Cain, was raised to lift the wrath and to plead for pardon. The last judgment was prefigured on Calvary. The judge was in the center, the two divisions of humanity on either side, the saved and the lost, the sheep and the goats, when he would come in his glory to judge all men. Two thieves, crucified on either side of him, at first blasphemed and cursed. Suffering does not necessarily make men better. It can sear and burn the soul. Unspiritualized suffering may cause men to degenerate. The thief on one side was certainly no better because of pain. The thief on the left asked to be taken down, but the thief on the right, moved by our Lord's prayer of intercession, asked to be taken up. Reprimanded by his brother thief for his blasphemy, he said, "Have you no fear of God?" Imagine that, a God-fearing thief. Thus throwing himself upon the divine mercy, he asked for forgiveness. "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." This was a dying man, asking a dying man for eternal life. A man without any possessions asked a poor man for a kingdom. A thief at the door of death asked to die like a thief and steal paradise. One may have thought that a saint would have been the first soul purchased over the counter of Calvary by the red blood of redemption. But in the divine plan of God, it was a thief who was the escort of the King of Kings into paradise. If our Lord had come merely as a teacher, the thief would never have asked for forgiveness. But since the thief's response touched the reason of his coming to earth, namely to save souls, the thief heard the answer, "I say unto you this day, wilt thou be with me in paradise," which is the second word from the cross. It was the thief's last prayer, perhaps even his first. He knocked once, sought once, asked once, wagered everything, and found everything. When even the disciples were doubting and only one was present at the cross, the thief acknowledged him as Savior. If Barabbas came to the execution, how he must have wished that he had never been released, and that he would have heard the words of the compassionate high priest. But then again, who can forgive sin but God? And who can promise paradise except him who by nature is the eternal paradise? If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316 at gmail.com. We love you.